Some of the tallest trees in the world are under threat from poachers. Parts of the Redwood Forest Park have been closed off after a 400-year-old tree was cut down. And more and bigger burls are being taken near former logging towns where the economy has collapsed.
They're the tallest trees on the planet. Some are 2,000 years old. We've come looking for stolen burls.
Sort of when cut into slabs and then polished up, it can produce a very striking piece of wood. And that's how these things are cut off. So by removing a burl, you're taking away that tree's ability to repopulate, to regenerate.
People cutting down trees for burl, yeah, that's stupid.
People are out to survive. And if there's a burl on a tree, and they don't really care whose property it's on, they're going to get it and sell it.
In front of me is one of the biggest burls to be recovered by the National Park Service. It's a spherical block. It was taken from a 400-year-old tree, which was cut down by the poachers in order to get access to it. While the theft of burls has been going on for years, recently they've become more frequent and more brazen.
Well, this is the tree where that burl came from, and we're looking now at the burl cut from that burl that we saw just a few minutes ago.
The end of logging hit the town hard, but there's a bigger picture.
There were 2 million acres of redwood forest. In the last 150 years, more than 95% of that original primeval redwood forest has been logged. And that's why parks are here, to protect that original forest.
Well, I mean, we got to preserve something, of course, but the problem with the national park is they don't know how to coincide with locals. That's always been a problem with the national park. It's not just here.
Vitiligo is a medical condition that causes the loss of skin color in blotches. It can dramatically alter a person's appearance. But Chantel Brown-Young, who's lost the pigment around her nose, mouth and chin, as well as other parts of her body, sees it as no obstacle to her bid to win the U.S. talent show America's Next Top Model.
The people who are, you know, thinking that they can't do what they want to do because of the little things that they have, the little flaws, you know, you can definitely do it, and I'm here to prove it. What makes me unique compared to the other contestants is that I have something that's very profound about the way that I look. A lot of people have a story and a background, but mine is painted on my body.